there is a dogmatic connection, attachment, I should say, in Washington and among media analysts all over to the idea that Islam is a religion of peace and that any violence done in its name is done by a tiny minority of extremists who have twisted and hijacked its peaceful teachings. And consequently, every occasion of violence in the name of Islam has to be explained by other means and not by reference to Islamic teachings. And so the idea that ISIS arose because of American actions in Iraq is in line with this dogmatic attachment to this idea that Islam is a religion of peace. It's fictional, of course, and it's completely ahistorical. Actually, the worst thing about it, Todd, is that it's paternalistic and ethnocentric. It's funny how the proponents of tolerance and multiculturalism and diversity are the ones who say this, because what they're actually saying is that Muslims are only able to react to what America does and what other people do, what Israel does. There's never any possibility they might do things for reasons of their own. We are the only ones with that power. And so it's an unconscious kind of paternalism and ethnocentrism that is driving this false notion.